The finance minister says the tax cuts she'll announce at the budget later this month will be meaningful but modest. Promising a budget without big spending but also without austerity, Nicola Willis has made tax cuts the centrepiece of her first budget. And at her first pre-budget speech in the hut, she warned the books aren't looking too flash. Here's political reporter Giles Dexter.
While Hutt's business leaders mingled over coffee and croissants, the finance minister served up a little gloom.
Each Treasury update seems to be worse than the last. Sadly, I have learned to dread what comes out of the forecasters' mouths when they come into my office.
Despite painting a decidedly unrosy picture of the economy, Nicola Willis has confirmed the centrepiece of her first budget, tax cuts, will be delivered rain or shine.
Our tax relief package will increase the take-home income of 83% of individual New Zealanders over the age of 15 and 94% of households.
That 17% who won't get a tax cut is simply people who don't earn traditional income or pay income tax, and not a result of changing parameters. The government has put tax relief at the heart of its first budget, but in the Auckland suburb of Otahuhu, people are split on whether it's the panacea the government is pushing.
Not for me personally. I'd rather see my taxes being used towards education, health, funding a good public service.
Because everybody needs money.
Yeah.
But a heaps of me we need to pay here.
They've done the bad by taking away from our children. The lunches in it.
These types of tax cuts are only going to serve the demographic of people who live in richer, wealthier areas.
In some ways it's good to have a little bit of money put aside for that. I think it shouldn't go at the expense of other things.
Because I need more money in my wages.
The finance minister maintains the tax cuts will be funded by savings, reprioritisations and targeted revenue measures, not new debt. $1.5 billion of savings for the budget was supposed to come from government agencies. Nicola Willis says that target has now been met. While the details of what each agency's target was and whether they met it won't be revealed until budget day, the minister says some that fell short have been granted a reprieve.
For one example, the New Zealand Police. They were able to convince us that reaching their target would involve potentially making changes that would undermine their frontline service provision. So we just weren't prepared to go through with that.
The opposition remains unimpressed.
Nicola Willis has put her job on the line if she couldn't deliver tax cuts. My problem with that is over 4,000 people are losing their job because of her savings program. I don't think that's very fair to those Kiwis.
$10 extra per week for a New Zealander is not going to mean all too much when your rent's going up by $50.
With her social investment hat on, Nicola Willis also announced a new agency would be set up at the budget. The aim is to break cycles and save money in the long term by using big data and risk assessment to target early interventions. While the fund won't kick in until next year, Willis says she won't be afraid to turn the tap off for anything that isn't working.
Some of them might not work, but the difference is we need to be honest when we're not and flip to the things that are working. Quickly.
With 20 sleeps until budget day, the pre-budget teasers are now coming thick and fast. An announcement on defence is expected tomorrow.